When arguing against leftists, they often use the Scandinavian countries as support for their views as a controlled economy does work. What is your refutation? Specifically, why does Sweden appear to have such a successful economy? Now, first, I've answered this question like a million times. So go to YouTube and put Jaron Brooks Sweden, and you'll get some of my answers. So let me just give you the highlight. One, Sweden is not that different than the United States by, you know, there are a number of indexes that measure economic freedom, and Scandinavian countries often come out freer than the U.S., including Sweden. And the reason is that while they redistribute wealth more, we regulate our businesses more. We control business more. It's easier to start, operate, run a bank in Sweden than it is in the U.S., for example. But that's true of a lot of businesses. So there's not a big difference. Sweden spends somewhere in the mid-40s of GDP on government programs. The United States, if you count state, local, and federal, spends around 40%. So the difference in government spending is not that big. The only difference is in tax rates and redistribution. And that's just one aspect of many aspects in the economy. Denmark, which has the highest tax rates in the world, has a much freer economy than the United States when it comes to regulations and controls. And as a consequence, is often ranked as a freer economy than the American economy. So there's very little difference between the two. Second, the U.S. has actually done better than Sweden. We're much richer than the Swedes. We live in bigger homes than the Swedes. We drive nicer cars than the Swedes. We eat out at restaurants more than the Swedes. We spend more money on discretionary items than the Swedes. Our standard of living is overwhelmingly higher than the Swedes. But Swedes are happier, and Swedes live longer, you might say, or somebody might say. True, but they don't live longer. They're not happier than Swedish Americans. If you look at Swedish Americans, if you look at Minnesota, which is overwhelmingly Swedish America, Minnesota has a higher GDP per capita than Sweden, has equivalent life expectancy, and has equivalent levels of so-called, you know, reported happiness as Sweden does. And they live much better in Minnesota. They live in bigger homes. Their standard of living is significantly higher than it is in Sweden. So Sweden's is not that successful, I don't think, by any measure. And to the extent that it is successful, it's because it's somewhat similar to the U.S. in terms of economic freedom.